it's our right to praise and minister. Amen. We thank you today. We honor you. We bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mighty is the name. Your feet because you know we know you care for us. Oh God, we thank you today. We cry out today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we're not ashamed today. We're not ashamed to cry out on your holy name today. We're not ashamed to say we need you. We're not ashamed to say we love you. We're not ashamed to say help us. We're not ashamed, Lord. We're not ashamed. We're not ashamed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah chapter number 9. Amen. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. If it's anywhere you can worship God, it should be in his house. Amen. You should worship him wherever you are. Amen. But if it's anywhere you can worship him or should be able to, it's in his house. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We do give honor to God, to the Spirit of Christ, to our lovely wife, and to our children. Amen. We give honor to all the members of New Jersey Church and to all the visitors who are here and everybody, amen, who's in between. You don't know if you want to join or you're not, amen. We're just glad that everybody's here. We don't take anybody for granted, amen. We don't take nobody, amen, whether you come regularly or not. We never take you for granted, so we thank God for you. Amen. We're honored, amen, to be here. And for today, whether I'm your pastor or not, I'm your pastor, amen. Glory be to God. I'm all you got for right now, amen. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. God is good. He's worthy. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 9, verse 6. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. When you have it, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen and amen. The scripture says, for unto us a child is born. Amen. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor. He shall be called the Mighty God. He shall be called the Everlasting Father, and he shall be called the Prince of Peace. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. His name shall be called Mighty God. His name shall be called Everlasting Father. And his name shall be called the Prince of Peace. Amen. And for a little while, I'm going to use forethought. And that's what Christmas is all about. Amen. That's what Christmas is all about. His name shall be called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Unto us a son is given. A child is born. A son is given. And that's what Christmas is all about. I feel like preaching already. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. That's what Christmas is all about. Amen. Notice I didn't say it's about Santa Claus or reindeer or gifts or elves. I didn't say any of that. Or eggnog, amen, on your Christmas dinner. Amen. I didn't say it was about Christmas breakfast or opening up one gift on Christmas Eve. I said, unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. That's what Christmas is all about. Merry Christmas to everybody in the house. Amen. We are one day away from the big day. Amen. Of Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Amen. It's a time to hear sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? Come on. Amen. It's a time. Amen. It's a time to hear chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping. Come on, somebody. You know a song. It's a time for silent night. Holy night, all is come. Come on, now I can't sing, but I'm going to do what I can. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. It's a time for Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Come on. It's a time, it's a time, it's a time. Amen. Christmas time is here. Happiness
and cheer. Amen. It seems, however, that in all of our celebration, amen, it seems as if in all of our traditions, in all of our North Pole stories, all of our Christmas parties that we have had and have prepared for, and all the shopping, amen, that we get stressed out about, all the long lines that we stand in, somewhere along the way, we have forgotten to keep Christ in Christmas.
My God.
Amen. Somewhere. I don't know what happened or where happened, but I know somewhere along the way, we have forgotten that Jesus is the reason for the season. We see phrases everywhere like Merry Xmas. Amen. Which is a direct removal of Christ right out of Christmas. Amen. We see here phrases, you might as well preach it. I'm going to give you the mic next. Amen. Like Happy Holidays. Amen. So we don't offend anybody. Everybody's covered. We didn't offend nobody. Amen. Amen. And there's even speculation as to why we celebrate the birth of our Savior in December at all. Some people say, well, he was born in January. Some others say, well, he was born in April. Some others say, well, he was born in September. Amen. But none of us were there. None of us know, amen, when he was born. And I will submit to you today, I really don't care when he was born. I'm just glad that he was born. Hallelujah. Amen, I'm going to say that again. I really don't care when he was born. I'm just glad that he was born. Amen, we should all celebrate the birth of our Savior. Amen, because he was born with a purpose. Amen, his purpose was your redemption. His purpose was your salvation. His purpose was your sins being washed away in his blood. His purpose, amen, was you. His purpose was me. We should celebrate the birth of our Savior. Amen, I don't care if it's Christmas time or any time, because he was born with a purpose. Hallelujah. Amen, and that's what Christmas is all about. Amen. As we look at our text, amen, I'm going to get out your way real quick. I'm not going to be long, I promise. Amen. I won't be long. I'm never long anyway, but I'm really not going to be long today. Amen. God is good. Listen, as we look at our text, we see a picture of Jesus Christ being foretold. The scripture lets us to know that unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. This lets us to know that God gave us the greatest gift of all on that first Christmas. Jesus is our gift, not just at Christmas time, but all the time. Amen. This scripture lets us to know, amen, that Jesus is our gift, not just at Christmas time, but all the time. God gave us the greatest gift of all when he gave us his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the wonderful counselor. Jesus is the mighty God. Jesus is the everlasting Father. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the great I am. Jesus is my all in all. Jesus is the mighty Rose of Sharon. Jesus is my born in Gilead. Jesus is my master. Jesus is my ruler. Jesus is my savior. Jesus is my redeemer. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my everything. Jesus is That's what Jesus is to me. He is. Hallelujah. It was a Christmas miracle, amen, that Jesus would take on the form of a servant. It was a Christmas miracle that Jesus would take on flesh, amen, and become a man and walk this earth. It was a Christmas miracle, amen, on that silent night, on that holy night, that Jesus would become like me, just so that I could become more like him. Yeah, hallelujah. It was a Christmas miracle. You see, Christ became sin, amen, so that I could become the righteousness of God. You see, Christ became poor so that I could become rich. You see, Christ became like me so that I could become like him. And that's what Christmas is all about. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, in our world, Christmas is about Santa Claus. In our world, Christmas is about the reindeer. In our world, Christmas is about snow. Be assured we get snow at least on Christmas. We don't like it no other time, but we want it on Christmas. Amen. In our world, Christmas is about receiving gifts and getting presents. In our world, Christmas is about Christmas trees and lights. Christmas is about decorations. In our world, Christmas is about the decorations of poinsettias. And sometimes because we can't have these things in our Christmas, we get stressed out. Because we can't do what we did in years past, we get stressed out. Because we can't buy for this one and we can't buy for that one and we can't do for that one, we get stressed out. Because we can't do what we did before, we get stressed out. But this is because we have forgotten the real reason for the season. Now there's nothing wrong, amen, with tradition. Nothing wrong, amen, with creating memories, amen, that your families will never forget. Nothing wrong, amen, with celebrating Christmas the way you always have. Amen, but there's something terribly wrong when Christ is not the center of it all. Amen. Hallelujah. There's something terribly wrong
in our world when Christ is not the center of it all.
So here's my attempt, amen, if you bear with me for a little while, I'm going to get out your way to put Christ back in Christmas. We think Christmas is about Satan Claus. I mean, Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Hallelujah. Amen. Satan Claus. I say Satan Claus because if you take the N out the middle and put it on the N, you get Satan. Amen. Amen. And he's red. He's red just like Satan. He's red. Like Satan. Man, they say he perpetrates like Satan. They say he knows when you're sleeping and he knows when you're awake. But only God knows you all like that. Come on, only God knows you like that. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm not here to bash Satan, I know what you're thinking. Well, it's just innocent fun for the kids. Right. Leave the kids a lot of it. Why they can't have sale? They gotta have something. Come on. I've heard it all. Right. But let me first say this. Anytime Christ is strategically removed, because he's removed from Christmas. Where you see him at? Nowhere. Unless you put him there. Amen. Anytime he's inadvertently forgotten. Because you so focused on your Christmas dinners and you so focused on your Christmas meals, you so focused on who you're gonna buy gifts for, so focused on how much you got left in the account because you're gonna put on a credit card if you ain't got it in the bank, you're gonna do what you gotta do. Anytime Christ is inadvertently forgotten because we're so focused on everything else. Anytime Christ is deliberately replaced, you take the Christ and put an S there, he's deliberately replaced anytime. He's forgotten about. It's not innocent. You see, like all of Satan's traps, it's an attack from the devil. And we have to be wise enough to understand how the devil operates and how he works. We can't just fall for his traps every time. You see, because his traps seem innocent. His traps seem like it's nothing. Well, I'm a grown man, I'm a grown woman, I can do what I want, I can go where I want. It's a trap. He's trapping you to make you believe, amen, that you're grown, amen, but you really are a slave to sin. You think you're so free and so grown and such an adult, amen, if you're such an adult, you lay your life down at the feet of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
If you're so grown, why don't you realize, amen, that you're nothing without him?
Nothing.
If you're so mature and so smart, why don't you realize I need him more than I need anything else in my life?
Yes, Lord.
You see, the devil wants to trap us all. He makes us, well, everybody doing something, nobody's perfect.
Right.
Trap. He's trapping you.
Liar.
Stop allowing the devil to trap you with lies. It seems innocent. It seems like it's nothing. Amen. But the devil is just trapping you to get you to fall into a trap.
Yeah.
Like all of Satan's trap is disguised as innocent fun. It's disguised as if there's nothing wrong with it. It's okay. It's just a little this. It's just a little that. And before you know it, you're down a path you didn't even realize and you're wondering how in the heck did I get here? How did I end up here? How? I was just doing a little of this and a little of that. Because you were doing it in the wrong reason, the devil tricked you, he trapped you. He always show you a way in, but he never show you a way out. You ever seen a Roach Motel? Come on. They go in.
They don't come out.
They go out. And that's what we do. Little roaches. I'm grown. I can do what I want to do.
Right.
Zap. Gotcha. Nobody's perfect. Everybody doing something. Zap. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Amen. So I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I'm talking about Christmas today. I'm talking about Christmas. Listen, anytime that something's Christ is strategically removed, it's not innocent. The devil is trapping us to make us feel like things are innocent. But stop falling for the devil's traps. We cannot be ignorant of his devices. We have to understand how he operates, how he moves, and what he's doing. So we won't fall prey to his traps. You see, Christ is Christmas, and that's what Christmas is all about. But again, Satan Claus, I mean Santa Claus, I'm not here to bash him. I'm not here to talk about him. He's not all bad. They do call him Saint Nick after all. Amen. Hallelujah. He does also teach people the blessing of giving. The scripture says in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Amen. And although he's imaginary, he does teach children to believe in something bigger than themselves. You see, many of us adults need to get back to that childlike faith that we used to have. Many of us have lost our faith. Many of us have forgotten about the pure faith that we used to have. Life has taken a toll on our faith. Life has made us believe that our faith is pointless. Life has made us believe that our faith is insignificant. Life has made us believe that our faith is irrelevant. life has made us believe that our faith is trivial. It's old school. We don't need it anymore. It's outdated. This is because we have placed our faith in the wrong things. We have placed our faith in our jobs. Or because we don't have a job, amen, we have lost our faith. We have placed our faith in our bank accounts. We have placed our faith in our retirement. We have placed our faith in how much money we have or don't have. We have placed our faith in the government. We have placed our faith in the church. We have placed our faith in the pastor. We have placed our faith in the wrong people. Amen. And these people have let us down. We have placed our faith, amen, in things, amen, that have left us disappointed. Amen. We have to realize that we have to stop putting our faith in the wrong things. Stop putting your faith in the things of this world. Stop putting your faith in the wrong people. Stop putting your faith in worthless things that mean nothing at the end of the day. Stop putting your faith in all these things and put your faith in God. Psalm 118 verses 8 and 9 says, it's better to trust in God than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in God than to put confidence in princes. You see, God will never let us down. You see, people will let you down. Amen. Money will let you down. Your friends, oh, they'll let you down. Family members, oh, they'll let you down. And then people you count on for years and years and years, they will let you down. Your husband, he might let you down. Your wife, she might let you down. Your kids, they might let you down. Amen. But I can guarantee you, she will never let you down. Put your faith, your confidence, your trust back in God. We need to get back to faith. We need to get back. Amen, to that faith, amen, that we had. Amen, our faith should be more in God than it is in Santa Claus. You see, people will cuss you out if you say Santa ain't real. Amen, they know he not real, but if you say he not real, they'll cuss you out. Please, I don't let the kids have something. But if they say Jesus is not real, they're quiet. Those same people that will cuss you out by Santa, if they say Jesus is not real, they don't say nothing. They just sit there. We can't go harder for make-believe than we do for reality.
Come on, sir.
Why do we go harder for make-believe than we do for reality? If you can stand up for Santa Claus, and then who's not real, why not take a stand for Jesus Christ? Why be ashamed of the one that died for you? Why be ashamed of the one that got up on the third? Why be ashamed for the one that was born with you in mind? Why be ashamed? Why be ashamed? If you're not ashamed to tell a lie about Santa, why be ashamed of Jesus? He's the one. He's the one that we should never be ashamed of.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need to get back to faith. Stop going harder for make-believe than we do for reality. Listen, we need to get back to pure faith that we used to have, and that's what Christmas is all about. We think Christmas is about reindeer, you know, Dasher and Prancer, and Donner and Vixen, and Comet and Cupid. Come on, a dollar and listen. We cannot forget about, do you recall, the most famous reindeer of all. Can't forget about Rudolph. You see, Rudolph, come on, preacher. Amen, glory be to God. Take us in, take us in. Hallelujah. You see, Rudolph led the way with his nose so bright. I had a red nose, I was going to bring it, but I forgot it. It's okay. It's okay. Gonna be for my costume tonight at our Christmas party. Listen, I want to tell you, he led the way with his nose so bright. His red nose led the way, amen, into the night towards Santa Claus. Just like Jesus' blood, his red blood leads the way to salvation. His red blood was shed for the remission of our sins. Amen. His red blood, amen, was shed for you and it was shed for me. Amen. No matter what present you get, or if you never get another thing at Christmas, realize, amen, his red blood was shed for the remission of your sins. Because that's what Christmas is all about. You see, we think Christmas, amen, is about decorations. Amen, but what's the point of decorating your house? Amen, with all these things. I like the poinsettias that we have, even though they're fake, and I don't like them, we're going to use them next year. Amen, I like all those things in the middle. Amen, joy to the world. Amen, I like the decorations we got in the lobby. Amen, I'm going to buy some more, and I'm going to put up even more next year. Amen, but what's the point of decorating your church and decorating your house? Amen, if you haven't decorated your heart with the love of God. Why not wear everything? You can't wait to put the Christmas tree up. You can't even finish your Thanksgiving dinner before you get the Christmas tree out. You can't put it up. What's the point of putting it up if you haven't decorated your heart? We need to decorate our heart with Jesus Christ. We need to decorate our heart with God's love. We need to decorate our heart with God's peace. We need to decorate our hearts with God's grace. We need to decorate our hearts with God's mercy. We need to decorate our hearts with God's joy. We need to decorate our hearts with God's peace. We need to decorate our hearts with the Son of God. And then put on Christ every single day. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. And that's what Christmas is all about. You see, we think Christmas is about poinsettias. And we go into the Mexican legend about poinsettias is that a little girl, she found some weeds on the side of the road. And she was on her way to church and she picked up the weeds because she didn't have anything to bring it to Jesus. And so she went into the church and she put those weeds that she found on the side of the road at the feet of baby Jesus at her church's nativity scene. Now it may seem insignificant to us. Amen. Because why would she put weeds at the feet of Jesus? Don't she know that that's holy? Don't she realize, amen, that that's something, amen, sacred? Why would she put weeds, something you find on the side of the road, something that's overlooked? Why would she put weeds at the feet of Jesus? But see, I'm so glad God don't think like us. You see, because the legend has it that she put those weeds at the feet of Jesus, and even before she knew it, those weeds turned into beautiful flowers, otherwise known as poinsettias. Amen. And that's how we got the idea of poinsettias. And we have to realize that just like those weeds, amen, without Christ, we are on the side of the road. Just like those weeds, without Christ, amen, we are overlooked. Just like those weeds, without Christ, we are forgotten about. Just like those weeds, we are insignificant. Just like those weeds, amen, people are saying, why is God concerned about them? Why will God want to save them? Why will God want to do anything with them? Why are they coming to church anyway? Why are they part of this anyway? Don't they realize this is holy, this is sacred? And then all of us can come because of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can all pray because of His grace. I'm so glad God don't think like men. Because if He thought like men, none of us would be here. None of us would be here. None of us would be able to partake of any of this. Because of Jesus, He turned our raggedy, those raggedy weeds into something special. He can turn your raggedy life into something special. Why don't you lay your life at the feet of Jesus today? This Christmas season, amen, lay your heart at the feet of Jesus. Amen, be transformed right before your very eyes. And that's what Christmas is all about. As I get ready to close, we think Christmas is about the light, amen, that we put on the trees. And St. John chapter 8 verse 12 said, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Amen. In me, if you follow me, you won't walk around in darkness. He goes on to say in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, he said, because I am the light of the world, you are now the light of the world. If you drop down to verse 16, I'm sorry. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. It's all about being a light for Jesus. It's all about letting your light shine this Christmas season. And that's what Christmas is all about. You see, we think Christmas is about the Christmas tree. In Acts chapter 5 verse 30 lets us to know that the God of our fathers raised Jesus up on the third day after they killed him by hanging him on a tree. You see, Jesus died for our sins on a tree called Calvary. You see, he died on a cross. Amen. He hung and he bled. Amen. And he died on the cross. Amen. For your sins, for my sins, on a tree called Calvary. And that's what Christmas is all about. You see, we believe that Christmas is about the star at the top of the tree. And the star of Bethlehem all those years ago on that first Christmas led those wise men to Jesus. Amen. On that first Christmas, the star led the wise men to the star. You see, Jesus is the star of Christmas. Amen. And that's what Christmas is all about. Amen. We must keep Christ in our Christmas. Amen. And all the excitement of the season and all the stress of because of the preparation of the season, we can't forget about the reason for the season. Amen. Don't forget about the wonderful counselor. Amen. I know you got my dinner being prepared right now, but don't forget about the mighty God. I know you can't wait to get to your Christmas Eve dinner. Amen. But don't forget about the everlasting Father. I know you can't wait to open up the one gift you get to open up tonight. Amen. But don't forget about the Prince of Peace. I can't wait to get to all the gifts tomorrow. But don't wait. Forget about the Emmanuel. Don't forget about the great I am. Don't forget Mary's baby. Don't forget Jehovah Jireh. Don't forget Jehovah Nissi. Don't forget Jehovah Rapha. Don't forget Jesus. For without him, there will be no Christmas. Without him, this is pointless. That's what Christmas is all about. Jesus is what Christmas should be about. Jesus is what Christmas It's all about putting his name.
Hallelujah. God was worthy. And today he is worthy. He is worthy of my praise. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're here today and you never heard the gospel message, that Jesus came to die for your sins. You're here today because you never knew that sin was any time you go contrary to the word of God. You see, we think of the big sins. I'm not a murderer. I'm not a robber. I'm not a liar. I don't kill nobody. I'm a good person. But good people still will go to hell. It's not about being a good person. It's about your heart being given to Jesus. Jesus is the only thing. See, our good works are not the result, in place of repentance. Our good works are not to X out all our bad works. Our good works are a result of Jesus taking place and root on the inside of our hearts. If you're here today and you never heard the gospel message that Jesus died for your sins and you never knew that anytime you went contrary to the word of God, you're in sin. And it seems hopeless because all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but Jesus said, listen, I'll be the one to go down and die. I'll be the one to pay the penalty that they brought on themselves. I'll be the one. And he got up on that old rugged cross. But his arms outstretched, bridged the gap between you and God, that sacred day. And now because of Christ, you can have a right relationship with God.